Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and good evening. Welcome to our show every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows, quite frankly, wish they could, but they can't. Our radio show, much of the legendary clips from our radio show and a lot of the material from our best ofs, etc., now available on Pandora. As far as I know, because right now there's a little bit of a question that I have concerning Pandora and concerning their business model, and I hate to just kind of lay this on you. I know we did a press release, and I know we announced that we're on Pandora, but quite frankly, I've been asking some questions, and I haven't gotten any answers, and on top of that, there is an aspect of the Pandora business model that I wasn't informed of. That I finally found out from a very good friend of ours, whose name will not be mentioned.
Shut up, Michael.
You shut up, bud. I said his name won't be mentioned. Anyway, thank you very much for the input and the tip. And I wasn't aware of that either. So as of this hour, while we're excited about the prospect of a relationship with Pandora, I am not yet decided. Let me put it to you that way. I know that may be a little bit of a shockeroo for some people, maybe not so much for others. And who knows, by tomorrow, this time tomorrow, everything ought to be smoothed out and groovy. But, right now, that's how it's going. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The news tonight at the top, and there's a lot that could probably qualify as top-of-the-hour news. But this particular bit of news we're going to deal with, and it's about a day now since the announcement, and that is the signing of Peyton Manning by the Denver Broncos at the quarterback position, and what could possibly result from that in terms of Tim Tebow. Reverend David Castorini is on the line with us tonight from Phoenix, Arizona, where he has his youth ministry, and it's also from where he conducts a series of sermons and pastoral visits and youth council throughout the Southwest and the West Coast, and we're very happy to have Reverend Castorini on the line with us tonight. Reverend, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very, very well, and thank you for inviting me on your program this evening. I do appreciate that very much.
Okay, we're talking here about football, and people are probably asking, why do we have Reverend Castorini on the phone with us? And you could probably explain that a lot better than me.
Why do you have Reverend Castorini with you? Well, I tell you, Phil, it's really simple, and it has to do with our great love and respect, Phil, for Tim Tebow. Christians across this country, millions of Christians across this country who followed this young man's football career and his amazing life story. We just love him and have enjoyed watching him play football for a long time. And when the announcement came that the Denver Broncos had decided to sign this gentleman, Mr. Manning, from Indianapolis, whose father was a football player, his brother is a football player, I don't know anything about their family.
You know that Peyton Manning is a great quarterback.
No, I understand that. I understand that. We think that, and I know what Peyton Manning has done. Believe me, I know from all that we have been able to gather on him. I understand he has been very accomplished. We think that Tim Tebow is an accomplished quarterback too. We think Tim Tebow has a lot that recommends him, and I think as Christians, when we sit down and we watch a television program, and Phil, you know that there are so many shows on that just do not even rise to the basic standard of decency sometimes. So few things for us to watch with our families. When we can turn a football game on and we see a young man like Tim Tebow, it gives us a little bit of a lift. And we recognize in Tim so much of what's inside of us.
All right. Well, the response that you've had then, and when you say Christians, is this just your church, your ministry?
No. This is across the country. This is across, really, different denominations. When I say denominations, different denominations under the banner of Christian and Christian disciples. Whether you're Assembly of God, whether you're Disciples of Christ. Whatever stripe, so many people are disappointed. And I've had to do quite a bit of talking to people about this.
We're talking with Reverend David Castorini from the his Castorini Youth Ministry about Tim Tebow and the signing of Peyton Manning. And this a signing, this is a move, a personnel move in professional football that has taken on an overtone or some sort of a resonance of religion and lifestyle. Tim Tebow was not as great a quarterback as a lot of people had hoped he would be, though.
Well, I don't know. All things are possible in Christ. That is our feeling.
But let's just take it from the standpoint of a pro football personnel director, or from John Elway, who is one of the major decision makers at the Denver Broncos. Everybody in Denver wants a quarterback that has certain skills that Tim Tebow didn't seem to have.
Well, I'll tell you a skill that Tim Tebow has. Tim Tebow had a skill that was called inspiring people. Tim Tebow had a skill that was called rallying the masses, rallying the faithful. Tim Tebow had a skill that was called courage. He had a skill that was called stand up and be counted, and show that all things are possible in Christ. So we happen to think he had quite a few skills.
Practically speaking, though, Reverend Castorini, practically speaking, he did not have the skills that a Peyton Manning has.
I don't know that that's the case, Phil. I saw Tim Tebow, his football team made the playoffs, and Peyton Manning's team did not make the playoffs. Now, this was this past year. I saw Tim Tebow go take a football team that was 1-4, and I saw him take them all the way to the playoffs, and then I saw him beat a team at home. Yes, I was going to say on the road, but they had a 9-7 team. It was statistically, I think, as good as the Pittsburgh team. I forget.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
I saw him do some great things, and I didn't see this man, Peyton Manning, do anything.
But the question that I'm asking here, and I think it would be one that my listeners would ask as well, is you've got a pro football team with a personnel director who knows how to make these decisions, far more qualified than you or I.
In some ways, you know.
What do you mean in some ways?
Well, in some ways he may be more qualified, but here is, I think, the beauty of, and really the glory of the grace of God. You can take a pro football, pro player personnel, or whatever you said, Phil.
A pro football director of personnel.
All right. A pro football director of personnel, you can say, this man has this awareness. He looks at all the charts. He looks at all the statistics. But I am here to tell you, as a Christian and as a man of God and as one who preaches the gospel, I am here to tell you that Tim Tebow is a first-rate professional football quarterback because he makes people see and believe in the power that Christ can put into your life. And that is a very special thing. And I talk to young people all over this country who have said to me, I would much rather watch Tim Tebow play football, even if they're losing, than to have some godless individual. I don't know Peyton Manning. I wouldn't say, I don't want to call him godless, but I don't know his people.
I don't know him either. I think that's a very extreme description.
Well, no, I'm not saying that about him. You know, I know his father played in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's not what I call the most God-fearing city in the world.
You're talking about Archie Manning.
I'm talking about the father of the Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, their father.
Yes, that would be Archie Manning.
All right, I don't know his name, but I know he played in New Orleans, Louisiana. It is a godless place. This is not to reflect anything.
Well, this is a man who's still married to the mother of those boys. It's a close-knit family. This is a family that they're very much involved with each other. They advise each other. I've heard Mrs. Manning, the mother of them, Peyton and Eli, speaking about them as kids and talking about them as men. They seem like good people.
All right. Well, they could be good people, Phil. There's a lot of good people, but there are not a lot of Christians. And not a lot of Christians like a Tim Tebow. And so, yeah, I know you're trying to get me to see the logic. And you can't see the logic of keeping a lot of Christians happy by keeping a Tim Tebow on the roster and not disappointing millions of Christians all over this country and all over this world by taking a Tim Tebow and relegating him to a backup quarterback status and forcing us to look at someone that we don't care about and we don't have any interest in. And I don't care. I know a lot of Christians have said, I don't care if the Denver Broncos go to all the Super Bowls that ever it will be. Without Tim Tebow, it's lost all of its meaning for me.
All right, hold on, Pastor. Going to get back with you?
All right, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, that is Pastor David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries in Phoenix, Arizona, as we talk about Tim Tebow specifically and what it means to his career, what it means to Christians who've admired him, that he is going to be set down, no question about it, behind a Peyton Manning who's been signed by the Denver Broncos. If, in point of fact, he continues to play with the Denver Broncos, and he may very well be traded to another team, and we'll talk to David Castorini about that and more, and your phone calls at 877-876-7225. Is the world famous... Is that our number? Well, we'll check it. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. What is
Truth
it?
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
7445-877-876-7445.
What an idiot!
Thank you.
No kidding, man. You're a little guilty of number.
Talk much?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is Pastor David Castorini, Reverend David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries on the Tim Tebow situation. It's a trade that was made for Peyton Manning. You don't sound like you're that familiar with Peyton Manning.
Well, no, I'm familiar, Phil, with the name. I'm familiar with the accomplishments of this man. There's no question about that. I'm familiar with the family name. I don't follow football like a lot of people do. I follow Jesus Christ. That's who I follow. And I follow anyone who follows Jesus Christ. I'm friends with anyone who follows Jesus Christ. I'm friends and I'm an admirer of anyone that follows the word of Jesus Christ. I am, as I said, I preach the gospel. Tim Tebow was one such individual. And he's a man who... it's rare because he was very, very, very much out in front. He was a public figure. He was a focused individual. People liked him. He did some amazing things. So he drew a lot of attention to the church.
I wanted to ask you, Reverend, there are a lot of players that are Christians, and there are a lot of players that are self-professed Christians, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of players. A lot of them are. I think a lot of them are the usual, if you remember a movie called The Usual Suspects.
You mean The Unusual? It was The Usual Suspects.
It was The Usual Suspects. The Usual Suspects?
I'm thinking of a TV show called The Unusual. No, you're right, The Usual Suspects.
Right. And a lot of your Christians that you see in sports are kind of the usual suspects. They are generally young men who come from these terrible background. They are young men who come from a drug or alcohol or something like this, and they're looked upon, I think, by people as being, well, you know, they needed Jesus. They had to have Jesus because what else was they going to do? With Tim Tebow, though...
Are you talking about the black players?
Well, a lot of them are black, yeah, but there's some that's white. There's some that's white. But with Tim Tebow, it's different. With Tim Tebow... There wasn't really any reason, per se, to be to love Jesus or to become a Christian. He just became a Christian, and he became an inspiring story for so many people, Phil. And I so love the fact that he has so inspired so many young people. And for him to be sat down behind Peyton Manning has caused a lot of Christians to become angry. And they have a fierceness in them, and they have a determination in them that they don't want to see this injustice happen.
And well, what if he gets traded to another team and becomes the starting quarterback?
Well, hold on for just a minute. Let me just finish my point. This is to sit this man down behind anybody else, Peyton Manning or anyone else, is an injustice. You were about to say, what if he gets traded to another team?
Yeah, what if he gets traded to another team and he starts for that team?
I'm not going to be bought off. That's as simple as that. I will not be.
How is that buying you off?
It's buying me off by saying we're going to deal him away from this football team, the Denver Broncos, that we've all come to support. We're going to put another man there who may or may not be an exemplary human being. We're going to send Tim Tebow down the road to another team that I may or may not want to support. This is an attempt to buy me off and to try to buy off my faith and my faith in Jesus Christ. I won't let it happen. And I know a lot of Christians aren't going to let it happen either. And so we're saying to the Denver Broncos, you have to do the right thing. And
well, they're not going to, Reverend, they're not going to trade.
Hold on. You have to do the right thing.
They're not going to trade Peyton Manning back to the Indianapolis Colts. It's not going to happen. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. On the line is Reverend David Castorini from the youth ministries there in Phoenix, Arizona. Here is Art. Go ahead, Art. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm listening. I'm a Christian myself, Reverend Castorini.
That's good.
And I don't recognize, in your words, any of the faith that I've been so, that I have been so close to. That I believe in the Son of God, and I believe in the Holy Ghost, and I believe in the blood of the Lamb. I don't believe that I have to necessarily follow a quarterback.
Well, now, I'm not saying you have to follow a quarterback.
The way you're making it sound is almost as if Tim Tebow is the savior.
Yeah. Well, no. But let me say that in this world, your name is Art.
Yes, sir.
In this world, Art, we have many people that represent Jesus. Many people we see in them Jesus. They have lives that were similar to Jesus.
Well, are you saying that this man Tebow?
I think if you look at Tim Tebow's life, you look at his mother, you look at the life that he's had, I think, yes, I think you have a young man.
Are you saying that Tim Tebow now is a surrogate for Jesus Christ?
No. I'm not saying that.
Why would you compare? Why do you compare him to Jesus Christ?
Because if you look at Tim Tebow's mother and the fact that she chose to keep that baby, it's almost like it's a wonderful story, Art. It's as if she herself was a virgin.
That to me is dangerous.
And why do you say that, Art? Tell me why you say that.
Well, I think it's dangerous to compare a human to the Virgin Mary.
Is it dangerous if the story gives you faith? Can you tell me that, Art?
Well, if you read...
No, hold on. What I want you to do with me, Art, is just stay with me here. Just stay with me. Is it dangerous to compare Tim Tebow's mother to the Virgin Mary if it gives you faith and if it gives other Christians faith?
I don't think that it is... I don't think that it is according to the Bible.
And where in the Bible does it say you can't see in other people the Virgin Mary?
I mean, can I ask a question?
Hold on, Phil. I just want to stay, and I do want to answer your question, Phil, but I want to stay here for a minute with Art. Where does it say that?
I don't think it does, but
exactly, it doesn't. So if I can see in Tim Tebow Jesus Christ, and I can see in Tim Tebow's mother, the Virgin Mary herself, my faith is strengthened. Art, you see that?
I'm not necessarily agreeing with you. I can see how you might feel that way.
Well, I want you to think on it, and I know there's a lot of people that are listening tonight that are thinking on that.
Well, I got to jump in here. You're saying Tim Tebow is in and of himself Jesus?
No, I didn't say Jesus. I said it.
Are you saying a representation?
I said a representation, yes.
And his mother, the Virgin Mary?
I didn't say that either. I said that.
So she's a symbol.
She is, exactly. And if that gives us strength, and to see Tim Tebow dealt away to another football team, I think it's so wrong.
Well...
All right, we're going to have to break here, Art. Thank you very much.
All right, Phil, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 877-876-PHIL is our number as we talk to Reverend David Castorini here. on the dealing of Tim. Well, actually, the Denver Broncos getting Peyton Manning and possibly sitting Tim Tebow down, and how that's going to disappoint Christians. If you're a Christian that's disappointed or not, give us a call. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Okay, so thank you.
Sure.
Phil Henry.
Back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries as we continue talking about Tim Tebow's situation in Denver. Who would think we'd be discussing a football player in relation to Christian matters? But that's what we're doing here because, Reverend, you feel that Tim Tebow's been unfairly threatened there.
Well, I didn't see that, Phil. I think...
In a way, you are. You're saying that Tim Tebow's position is now... It's unstable in Denver, and this is a threat. Is this a secular threat from the devil or something?
You know, you're going to put me... you're going to kind of push me into a corner on this. You know, we know the devil is everywhere. And we know the devil is very hard at work. That Tim Tebow would not be starting a football game for the Denver Broncos, we feel is a work of the devil. We do. I'm not saying that the Denver Broncos are the devil. I'm not saying that Peyton Manning is the devil. I'm saying that what you have is a Christian boy by the name of Tim Tebow, a Christian mother who is the mother of Tim Tebow.
Who both of them you've compared to Jesus and the Virgin Mary.
I've not compared them so much yet.
Well, you did in my last caller.
Well, no, I didn't. I think you misheard, Phil. I really do, and God bless you, but you just didn't hear me right. I said that if it gives you faith, then all right, why not look at Tim Tebow's mother in much the same way as the Virgin Mary? If it gives you faith, okay, why not? Why can't we look at Tim Tebow and say, do you recognize Jesus Christ and that young man? Because I do. Okay, why not? But I'm not saying he's Jesus Christ. And that's where you, again, Phil, as a non-believer, I don't expect you to understand these things. But that's where you get it wrong.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I know, but I've got a little bit of Bible under my belt from the time I was a kid, at least. Michael, you're on the Phil Henry Show with David Castorini. Go ahead, please.
I'm really, really have some conflicts here. Reverend, are you trying to say that because he is Christian, he's therefore better than anybody else in that position, and because you don't know whether or not Peyton Manning is of a strong enough Christian faith that you would believe in, that he's unworthy of it due to its success that he's had in 15 years of football?
If I understand your question correctly, are you asking me, do I feel that Tim Tebow is a better quarterback in the game of football than Peyton Manning because of his Christian faith? Is that what you're asking me, sir?
I'm asking if in not only in the game of football, but in the game of football. Because you don't know,
yes, sir.
You don't know Peyton Manning from anything, but you're giving
I know
out,
of his father. Yeah.
Well, okay. But you're giving out disparaging remarks that you say one thing and then you back it up and say, oh, but I don't. He's probably a good guy, but his father played in a devil hellhole in Louisiana, but I don't know.
Well, I don't think I characterized it quite that strong, but yes, his father did play in a sinful environment, which is New Orleans.
Well, what has that got to do with the kind?
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt.
Nothing at all with the ability that this guy has. So how can you honestly say that Peyton Manning doesn't have God-given talents to do the things that he's done in 15 years?
I think Peyton Manning, because I'm not a football, as Phil called it, a pro personnel director, I think is what Phil, I'm not one of those. Gosh knows, you know, there are better people than that. for that than me. But Peyton Manning, his father, the whole family seems to come from the opposite direction, I guess is what I'm saying, from Tim Tebow. And when you look at Tim Tebow, well, let me just say this, Michael, because I respect what you're saying, but let me just say this. When you look at Tim Tebow and how much he reminds so many of Jesus Christ, you know, of that they would follow him.
Okay.
They would follow him.
In other words,
and,
he's not, because Peyton Manning is not of the same belief of your faith. He's therefore not as good as anybody else.
No,
I don't know.
I would have to say that Peyton Manning is not as good. If you want to say as good, meaning in the biblical sense, he's not as good. No, but then Phil's not as good. I don't know about you, Michael. If you're a believer, Phil's not as good.
But
why am I not as good?
You're not a believer. You're not a Christian.
No, but you see, just because someone disagrees with your faith or doesn't look at things the same way you do, does not give you the right to pass judgment on them.
Right. Oh, I don't want to pass judgment, Michael. I really don't. But you know as well as I do that Peyton Manning, the devil of the city that his father played in, that rubbed off on the whole family.
No.
But Tim Tebow, his mother, made a great stand.
You're sadly mistaken. It rubbed off.
You don't
very,
believe? Are you? Do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I am a Catholic, and I do believe in Jesus Christ. But I don't believe it as holy as you do. That just because someone is of that belief, they're the best. That's not the case.
I understand. God bless you, Michael. God bless you. I think someday your eyes will be open. You are a Catholic.
Well, yeah.
And it's a tough one, being a Catholic, because you have all the saints and all of those idols, you know.
That's a big misunderstanding. I was raised Catholic. Those are not idols. We don't consider the saints to be gods.
Well, you pray to them. And the Bible very clearly says you will not pray to idols.
No, we never pray to a saint without asking for God. The only reason why we pray to a saint is we say to them, would you tell God, would you ask God? We use them as an intercession or a...
No, that's just weird, you know.
No,
but look,
Bill,
I'm not here to badmouth a man's religion.
Thanks, Bill.
I would say...
Michael, thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your call.
Take care.
All right, 877-876-7445. Go ahead.
No, I would say that what you are saying and what Michael is saying, boy, I will tell you this, Phil. When the day comes for me to meet my Maker, if I've got to go and I've got to see God, and I hope and pray that I know I will because I am a Christian, but if I've got to go see God and you're not with me, and I don't see you standing there with God, I know I won't be depressed because you can't be sad in heaven. And that's going to feel funny to me because I'm going to be looking for my friend Phil. And I may hear very faintly in the background. If you just listen to me for a minute, Phil, I may hear faintly in the background the screaming of a man in agony. And that could be you, Phil, screaming in agony because you're in hell for what you've done in your life. For the things that you say on the show. And I want to feel sad, but at that moment I won't be able to because I'll be in the presence of God and I will feel happy. And won't that be, as you say in the secular world, Phil, won't that be, and excuse my language, won't that be a son of a bitch that I'm standing there happy and laughing while you are being burned alive and screaming in agony? That's what I'm talking about.
That's about the most ghoulish thing I've ever heard of.
It is absolutely the most ghoulish thing. And that is what awaits ye who have no faith. And ye who have no... we who are ye... Well, I've got the quote is here. Here is ye, we... Ye who are... Ye, he. Ye who are we. Ye who are we.
Ye who are we is what?
That is a quote of the unity of the church.
All right, David Castorini on the line with us here. 877-876-PHIL as we talk with him about Peyton Manning coming to the Denver Broncos and Tim Tebow most likely being sat down. Now, you know, we did ask a question. I don't think you answered the question. What happens if, and this is most likely what's going to be the outcome here, that Tim Tebow gets traded off to another team and becomes the starting quarterback?
Well, give me an example, Phil, of a team you think that Tim Tebow is.
Well, Tim Tebow is most likely, he's been rumored to go to New York.
Well, again, you've got a city like New York. It is a tough one, Phil. New York is such a, New York is really a place I don't want to see anyone wind up. And I know New York is a wonderful city in so many ways, but for a Christian, New York is just wrong. And I think dealing Tim Tebow to New York is exactly what the people who want to pull this young man down and pull down his mother and pull down their family, that's exactly what they want. And I think it is so wrong.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Ruben. Hi, Ruben. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with David Castorini. Then we have to take a very quick break, but we'll be right back. Go ahead, Ruben.
Oh, hey, Phil. This gentleman, I don't know if he's read his Bible or not, but the Bible says very clearly that to compare any individual to our Lord and Jesus Christ or to the Father or to any of the individuals, any of the anointed or elected one is a blaspheme. You said that Tim Tebow is like Jesus?
Yes, he is. And I didn't get your name.
What is that?
I didn't get your name, sir.
Yeah, my name is Reuben.
Okay, Reuben. Yeah, Tim Tebow is like Jesus, but he is not Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you mean. And I also, Reverend, to tell you, I also love to watch football. And I do watch a lot of football. So, I you can't say that I don't know football, you know. And I'm going to say to you that Peyton Manning is a great quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not, Peyton Manning is not beloved of God. What I'm trying to say to you, Reuben, is Peyton Manning beloved of God?
I don't think that you can say if he is or he's not.
Well, is he as beloved of God as Tim Tebow?
I don't know if Tim Tebow is as beloved of God because you say his mother is like the Virgin Mary.
I think that Tim Tebow's mother can be compared to the Virgin Mary. I'm not saying she is the Virgin Mary. That's what I'm trying to say, Ruben. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I talk to a lot of Hispanic people. I talk to an awful lot of people who are of Mexican descent. And I try to get through to you and your own people. And I try to get through to you and say, you know, I just want to get through that. God bless all of our Hispanic people. But I try to get through get through that skull of yours and tell you, do you understand what you're dealing with here?
I know. Yes, I know who the Virgin Mary is.
Okay. Do you understand who Tim Tebow is? No, you don't. No, you don't.
I believe. Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Don't argue with me. Understand?
No, I don't.
All right, look, I have to take a break.
Well, I wanted to talk more with this man.
I got to take a break. I thank you very much, Ruben, for your call. 877-876-PHIL is our number. As we talk here with Reverend David Castorini about Tim Tebow and his mother and how they are logical, it's a logical comparison to make between Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary. And that Tim Tebow leaving the Denver Broncos for Peyton Manning would be it's a real tragedy and something that Christians would not take too kindly. A lot of really extreme statements tonight. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Reverend David Castorini, who is with the youth ministry there in Phoenix, Arizona. The Reverend has been good enough to come on the show with us. Although I did see a couple of things online today, Reverend, that you had said on a couple of message boards that the possible trade of Tim Tebow, you said, would not be viewed kindly by Christians. And, you know, you mentioned the money changers in the temple.
And I did, Phil, and I did. And, I, you know, I didn't want to scare anyone. I'm simply trying to say to other Christians.
Well, you mentioned the money changers in the temple and throwing them out of the temple. Are you talking about actual physical violence?
No. No. What I am talking about, though, is when you say throw the money changers out of the temple, and you say, well, we're not going to play Tim Tebow anymore, well, then the money changers, who are the people that want my money at the Denver Bronco for a football ticket, I throw them mentally, I throw them off the edge of the stadium. Mentally, I pick them up and throw them from the top seats at the Bronco Bowl, or I forget the name of the football stadium, excuse me.
Well, it was Mile High. I don't know what it's called now, but...
It's called Mile High Stadium. Mentally, I take them and I, as Jesus said, I vomit them out of my mouth. I vomit them out of my mouth. That's in the Bible. Those words are in the Bible. You can look it up.
No, I know the words, and I thought Jesus was talking about hypocrites.
That's exactly who I'm talking about. You sit Tim Tebow down, and mentally, I want to pick the money changer up, who is the ticket taker, who's in charge of tickets, and I want to throw them out of the temple. And mentally, what I want to do is lift them up over my head and throw them from the very top seats at the Bronco, at the Denver Bronco Bowl, onto the field, mentally.
Okay. Sounds like violence to me.
No, it is not. No, it is not. You have to... God bless you, Phil, but you are so... sometimes you are so stupid.
Thank you. That's very Christian.
No, Phil. You don't make a big... Please listen to me. Mentally, I want to throw them.
I know. You said mentally you want to throw them from the very top row of the Bronco Bowl, or whatever you call the Denver Stadium.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Wherever the Broncos play.
Yes.
Mentally, that is a violent image nonetheless. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Is our number. Here is Arlene. Is that it, ma'am?
Yes.
Go ahead, dear. You're on the air.
I'm talking to the Reverend.
This is Reverend Castorini. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to tell you... Word for word, but it's the same idea. God
All
may
right.
have a better reason for moving him.
Yes. And,
to follow yes. Jesus is to suffer.
Yeah. Well, it is to suffer. It is to suffer. But we're suffering now to see young Tim Tebow torn from us, torn away from us, like he's just a piece of... something all stuck on the bottom of your shoe and thrown into the garbage pit, into a dumpster. And in this sense, do you know that hell, Arlene, in many ways, is like a big, giant garbage can? That's where you throw these lost souls. And we sure don't want to see that happen to Tim Tebow. Are you a football fan, Arlene?
I mean,
do you watch the football? Do you watch the football, Arlene? Or do you ever see those games that we're talking about?
I didn't understand you.
Arlene, this is Reverend Castorine. I said, do you ever watch the football games, Arlene?
Yeah, I listen to it on the radio.
Who punched that button just now? I heard a button and it went tweet. Was that you?
My dial is on my earpiece, so I got it.
Your dad?
Close.
You said your dad is on your earpiece?
I'm saying
your father?
That God might have a better plan for him.
Oh, yes, of course. But we also must take up arms and soldier on for Jesus, we who are left. As the Bible tells us, we who are left must soldier on. God may have a better plan for him. But is that a better plan for you? Is that a better plan for me? If you love to watch Tim Tebow, and all you're left with on a Sunday afternoon is to sit there with a Bluetooth in your ear, and all the wrong buttons are getting pushed, and all the did you hear that sound? Remember that sound? Okay, so that's what I'm saying, that sound. And that, to me, that's like the static that the world brings us. You know, the world will say, Arlene and Pastor Castorini, you don't get to have Tim Tebow. See what I mean?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
So well, everybody I'm likes saying, him. And,
everybody.
I'm from Mobile, Alabama, and everybody
Oh,
likes
God bless you.
One.
God bless you. Football is very big in Alabama. Yes, ma'am.
They all like both of them down here. You know, they like
Oh, they like the... Do they like the Peyton Mannings, too? Because they come from that city, New Orleans, which I understand is a fun city, but there's so much sin there.
So they is,
you know,
but you can judge people by where they live.
Oh, there's so much sin
in
that. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. But let me say this, Arlene, then I have to let Mr. Henry take back his show here. But I want to tell you, when you are sitting there on a Sunday, yeah, right there, do you hear that? That's the devil. That's the devil. You hear that? You hear that? He's going, beep, beep. You know? So you have to be careful. And also, New Orleans is so chock full of sin and depravity.
Oh, I read.
Okay, we
got to
take a break.
I'm 84 years old.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're not breaking on me. I'm kidding. I want to stay with this lady, Phil. Yes, ma'am. So remember that New Orleans.
We do have to break.
Hold on. Remember when New Orleans is near, you're going to hear eep, because that's New Orleans. And that's the devil. And I will say this. I'm Reverend David Castrini. I take the...
Phil Henry.
You're kidding, right?